It's a common childhood fear, right up there with monsters and the dark. Doctors and nurses with needles.
Kids are really scared of them. In fact, the number one thing kids will ask when they're told they're going to the doctor is, am I going to be getting a needle today?
It turns out many adults are scared of needles, too, and more doctors are paying closer attention to those fears, for good reason. The CBC's Mary Catherine McIntosh explains.
And it turns out it's really tiny.
It might be even smaller than a pin, but the sight of it, even the mention of it, makes Jennifer Langell panic.
Cold sweats, feeling nauseous, feeling like I want to run in the other direction.
For as long as she can remember, Langell has been terrified of needles. She's thrown fits, cried, hyperventilated, even blacked out.
I remember when I was pregnant for the first time, and you're so happy and excited, and then you go to the doctor and you find out you have to go get blood work. And I went, no way, not me, And here's the cover coming off.
In fact, Langell's fear is so fierce, what she's doing now at her kitchen counter is therapy.
So I'm going to unscrew the different parts.
And how are you feeling now, holding it?
It's not something I love.
Maybe not so surprisingly, it's believed that most needle fears start with a bad doctor's visit in childhood, like the YouTube video you're hearing. What's more surprising, though, is why researchers are paying more attention to the pain children experience with the prick of a needle.
So, I mean, people often ask me this. It's just a quick procedure. It'll be over soon. What does it matter? But we know now increasingly research is showing that it does matter. Poorly managed, painful procedures early in life can have a long-term change on the way that your brain and your body feels pain.
Christine Chambers is a professor of pediatrics and psychology at Dalhousie University who's been prodding children's pain for 20 years. Studies show that those bad experiences can also scare children so much that as adults, they also avoid doctors.
And when we reflect on our own childhood, we remember sort of infrequent vaccinations. It wasn't a big deal. But kids today require many, many of these vaccinations. I think in Nova Scotia alone, it's up to 20 before age 5.
So this face shows no pain or hurt, and they show more and more pain or hurt.
In her lab at the Center for Pediatric Pain Research, Chambers is looking for ways to make trips to the doctor as painless as possible for little patients.
How much pain or hurt you think your dad felt when it hurt the most?
Probably this one.
Her research subject today is 9-year-old Max and his dad, Todd, who take turns sinking their hands into a tank of cold water.
It's cold.
Chambers and other researchers are learning that the simplest things can ease a child's needle pain. Applying a topical anesthetic cream beforehand, explaining to the child what will happen, and then distracting them.
1, 2, 3.
Take this delightful video of an American doctor distracting his diaper-wearing wee patient during a shot. But Chambers says some doctors and parents aren't doing those things.
Pain has not always received the attention that it deserves.
In medical school, it certainly hasn't in the past. Max's dad, Todd Hatchett, also happens to be a doctor who did not learn much about pain in school 25 years ago.
No, it really wasn't in the forefront.
It might sound ridiculous, but it's only been a few decades that researchers have believed that babies and children experience pain the same way that adults do. In fact, just last month, a study was released out of the University of Oxford confirming new babies feel pain like adults. A major Canadian news site headlined the research surprising, provocative, and said many doctors still today don't believe it.
Again, and so remember, they show how much something can hurt.
Christine Chambers says patients should not feel like they're the pain if they ask about it.
You know, every parent and every patient, should not be afraid to say, what are we going to do about my child's pain?
For CBC Radio, I'm Mary Catherine McIntosh.
There are lots of new developing technologies to make needles less painful, and they include needles that vibrate and ones that dispense the same ingredients as cold packs.
Really?
Not sure how either one of those things helps, but something around that, something to look into maybe.